Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
But you know where it all went wrong was the day they started the spelling bee. Because up until that day I was an idiot, but nobody else knew, you know? And the spelling bee day, you know, popped up. All right, kids, up against a wall. It's time for public humiliation. Spell a word wrong, sit down in front of your friends. You know, that's great for little egos. Hey, look at me, I'm a moron. I wasn't even close. I was using numbers and stuff.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee has officially started.
Oh, boy.
The prelims were last night. Semifinals and the finals are going to be on ESPN starting tonight at 7 Central. ESPN, that's how you know this thing's gotten huge. It's been on ESPN since I can remember, since I was a kid.
Yeah, do you remember the feigning kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what little foreign kid's going to win this year?
Yeah, it seems to be the foreign kids.
Oh, it always is, dude.
Tend to do pretty well with the spelling bee. Which
they even have a commercial. I think it's a Toyota commercial of a couple going in looking for a new car.
The little Indian kid?
Yeah. He's got on his spelling bee badge in front of him. He's spelling every word that the sales lady says. Pretty funny.
So as we do every year, we want to have our very own spelling bee competition.
Okay.
And here's our host.
Hey, Mikey.
You guys any good at spelling?
I used to be.
No. K-N-O-W. No.
I think the best I ever did in a spelling bee was third grade, and I came in like fourth.
You know, I won the school spelling bee, too. I say that, and then I'm going to be terrible at whatever we're doing. But, yeah, I won twice. I had to go to the state spelling bee, but I didn't make it past that. Yeah.
Oh, I came in fourth, like, in my class.
I won in, like, third and sixth grade, I think.
Well, we decided to take it up a notch, and we're going to do the Urban Dictionary spelling bee.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the Urban Dictionary, people can submit words. They make them up.
Right.
They provide definitions and put them in sentences.
Like Mama Nim. See, I didn't know that was a word.
Mama Nim. That's a word.
Oh, that's
one
a tough
word?
It's a word. Yeah,
that's
Mama Nim.
One word.
It's a great example.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I hope I didn't take one off the list.
All right. It's not on the list.
Okay, good.
We're going to start off super easy.
All right. Okay.
Kelly will go first. We'll just go around the room clockwise.
Got
here you go. Kelly, your word is Snelfy. Oh.
Can I use it in a sentence, please?
Of course. I went to take a selfie and I sneezed while doing it, so I took a Snelfy.
Oh.
That's stupid.
I know, right?
S-N-E-L-F-I-E.
That is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
Kelly's moving on to the next round.
All right.
Here we go. Big Al, your word is, and sometimes there are two words.
All right.
Gonsalange. Gonsalange.
Gonsalange. All right. Could you give me a definition, please?
Yes. It means to go crazy in an elevator. A girl attacking, punching, clawing, throwing objects, and kicking a well-dressed man who in turn tries to avoid being kicked, punched, and hit with all of the above.
Okay, could you use it in a sentence, please?
Oh, come on.
Of course.
Al.
That girl gone Solange on Johnny in the elevator. She was so angry at him.
Yeah.
All right. Gone Solange. G-O-N-E. S. Solange. O-L-A-N-G-E.
That is correct. Solange.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Damn. Boom.
Like I said, this first round is easy.
All right.
Okay.
JC, your word is salt daddy.
Salt daddy.
You just calling it in advance?
Salt daddy.
I just hit the wrong button, sorry.
Can you give me the origin, please?
The origin is from a guy named K-Unit.
Okay.
On Urban Dictionary.
K-Unit.
I love K-Unit. He's a nice guy.
K-Unit.
Could you please use it in a sentence for me?
Yes. Girl A said, I said I wanted a new comforter set from Macy's, not from the Goodwill. Man, he is such a salt daddy.
Oh. Salt daddy. Instead of a sugar daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Salt daddy.
So he's Pope.
S-A-L-T-D-A-D-D-Y. Salt daddy.
Why you gotta spell it out on your hands using your fingers?
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Right on the back of their little board hanging on their neck.
The winner does that all the time.
Correct. Salt daddy.
That's correct.
Go.
Rounding out the first round of the easy words.
I'm gonna miss it, probably.
Is Jenna, and her word is homance.
Ha!
Homance. Oh, I have to ask, right?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
It might be self-explanatory.
I'd like to know what the definition is.
Well, you're not up, Al.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Al.
Thank you.
Homance is the female equivalent of the bromance. A homance is a strong love between two straight females described as closer than friends, but less than a dating relationship.
Okay.
Well, then I'm assuming since it's ho... Oh, gosh. Well, is H-O... E instead of H O M A N C.
You might want to ask.
Right?
I don't
okay,
know.
So do I want to do. What do I want to ask?
When used in a sentence, man, Ashley and Kristen have such a homance.
Okay, I'll just leave the E out. H O M A N C E.
That is correct. Boom. You made the right call.
Go. You go,
right
girl.
Because
the hoe with the E is the one you use for farming.
Yeah. Right.
Here we go. That was the end of the easy round.
Round one is over.
Here we go. Round
all
right. two.
We all moved on for the first time ever. We usually get knocked out in the first round.
Sweet.
Kelly, your word is contact. Contact.
Well, may I please have it in context, please, of a sentence?
JC, you want to give her the definition of
I will
contact.
Let the host do it.
Defined as a person from whom you score your weed when used in a sentence. I'm about to run dry, so I need to visit my contact.
Is cron weed?
Chronic.
That's the origin of the word.
Oh, I'm glad you said it's from the origin of the word is chronic, because that would change my spelling.
And also a girl named Julia W. on UrbanDictionary.com.
Okay. Contact.
Well, if it's short for chronic, then I would say chronact.
That is correct.
What? No, I'm
glad you said chronic, or I would have left out the H.
I'm helping you out.
See?
I'll leave out the H.
Here we go, Al. Your word. This is the Urban Dictionary spelling bee.
Yeah.
Your word is frignorant. Frignorant.
Frignorant. Can I get a definition, please?
Well, of course. It's a contraction describing an act, person, situation, or anything that he or she finds objectionable, rude, offensive, lame, or otherwise. When used in a sentence, you are so frignorant for doing that.
Frignorant. Okay. F-R-I.
Did you say Ara?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's how you doing.
Is that an official letter?
That's Urban Dictionary R.
That's the Urban Dictionary.
Frignorant. F-R-I-G-O-R-A-N-T. Frignorant.
Ding.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Nope. You had to take a seat. Oh.
I added an O.
F-R-I-G-N-O-R-A-N-T.
You said frigo. Frigonorant.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. I'm
that
sorry,
was basically
buddy.
Just ignorant it with an F-R.
F-R, yeah, and I still missed it.
Unfortunately, you will not be making it to the final round.
How you going to be the first dude out on Urban Dictionary spelling bee? You're the brother.
Oh, that's insult.
That is
insult.
Oh.
Just like scary movies, the brother's got to be the first one out.
I think I should knock over the microphone.
You know how much pressure this is for the only remaining minority in the Urban Dictionary spelling bee?
Yeah, if I was on the spelling bee, that's what I'd do. I'd knock off the microphone, take my little tag off and stomp on it. Go over there and sit down.
JC,
I can't let the white girls win this.
Are you ready?
Oh,
even though Kelly,
why you gotta bring race into it?
Kelly is dark,
right? Dude, you're in good shape. It's always a little foreign
minority
win.
Here we go.
We gotta win this.
Your word is camouflage. Camouflage.
Oh,
camouflage. Can I get it in a sentence, please?
I'll give you both. Camouflage is the art of not wearing underwear while wearing army-style pants. When used in a sentence, look at Bob. He is always wearing army pants. He never wears undies either. I used to be his roommate, so is he actually going camouflage then? Yes.
Okay, that's just somebody reaching.
Can you please give me the origin?
Not a word for somebody not wearing underwear with army pants.
Can you give me the origin of the word, please?
The origin is by UrbanDictionary.com user. Sheffy_71.
Sheffy just wanted to get on the page. That's ridiculous. Isn't it?
Judge, you're wearing commando pants today. Are you commando flodge?
Okay. I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Commando flodge.
Very observant of you. I looked at you like I would be able to gauge whether or not you were actually.
Commando flodge.
Commando flodge.
Come on.
C-O-M-M-A-N-D-O. F L A G E. Camouflage.
That is incorrect.
Dang it!
Oh,
you left out a U.
Oh.
C O M M A N D O F L A U G E.
Come on over here, dog.
The U is hidden.
It's a white girl's game.
You can't have a silent U.
Man, for the first time ever, a white girl might win the spelling bee.
No, if we both miss in this round, you guys are back in.
Oh, okay.
You're still in the second round, though.
Not yet.
Welcome to our new segment.
Yeah, you're still in the second round.
Yeah.
Welcome to our new segment.
Kelly could win.
White girls playing Urban Dictionary spelling bee.
All right, so Jenna, you got to get this right. to continue to compete.
I understand, yes, okay.
If your they work, both get it right, I'm still in, right?
Nope. If they both get it right, then we go to the final round.
But if Jenna gets it wrong, then Kelly has to get another word right, or Jenna's back in, I think, right?
Then we're all back
in. No, because we're finishing the second round.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
Yeah, man.
Your word is
I'll sit over here.
Thrifster.
I'm frignorant.
Thrifster.
Okay.
With an R. Spell it, but you is it.
Okay. So I'm assuming thrifster is like hipster that goes to the thrift store or something.
Well, right? I'm glad you asked for the definition. It's an offshoot or subculture of the general hipster trend, but while most contemporary hipsters attempt to buy indie flavor by frequenting Urban Outfitters and American Apparel, a thrifster alternatively obtains said style by frequenting thrift stores or through general use of hand-me-downs.
Okay, let me spell it. Thrifster. Thrifster.
That is correct.
Wow. Dang.
All right.
Good job.
All right, Kelly, no
final
pressure.
Round.
All right, y'all.
Here we go.
Maybe not if we both get it right. This
Urban
go on
Dictionary
forever.
Spelling Bee.
Championship round.
Kelly, your word is constructophilia.
Mm, these I got are the a cousin named constructophilia. Seriously.
Constructophilia. It's a fetish involving a desire to engage in adult relations with houses, towers, and or bridges.
Huh?
When used in a sentence, what? Yo, Sally, have you heard about James and his constructophilia? He totally expletive a bridge last night. WTF.
What?
That was submitted.
Well, that guy in Nashville got busy with an ATM and a picnic table.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
People do it with cars.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And balloons.
That's straight up frignant.
The ATM gave birth to
actually,
a $20 bill.
Constructophilia, Al. There's a medical term for it.
Constructophilia.
Constructophilia.
Yeah, is that it?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Because
P-H-I-L-I-A.
P-H-I-L-I-A.
Philia.
You said philia.
Yeah, let's...
Don't argue with the judge.
You didn't ask, you didn't ask for the
origin. Somebody made up
like
a word and put it whatever. I don't even care.
Well, it's like necrophilia. Well, I don't know why I said that
anything
word
in particular.
Anything with philia. Hemophilia, yeah.
All right, Jenna, your word. You could win it with this. The word is Ermagerd.
What?
Ermagerd.
Oh, okay.
It's a popular and more obnoxious way to say, oh my God.
Ermagerd.
Usually on Instagram or in social memes.
Ermagerd.
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 Okay. Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Ermagerd. I am totes LOLing right now.
That didn't really help.
Not really.
I know. This is, it's the end of this that's hard because I've seen it written with like extra.
Ermagerd.
Yeah, because
you got 5 seconds.
Okay. E H R M A G A H W.
No.
Oh man.
Kelly, lucky you.
H W. I meant D.
Lucky me.
Sorry.
You're back in.
You're back in, Kelly.
E R M A H G E R D.
I know this is riveting, but it is time to win some money.
Oh, we're just it's a draw.
Is that what we're doing?
We're not going to do one final just to see if we get a winner.
One final one. This is easy.
All right. All right.
Here we go, Kelly. Your word is thun thun.
Sorry, what?
Thun thun.
Oh, yeah, the thump.
Can you please tell me what it means?
Of course. It's a slang term for ecstasy that has become widely popular by the song Don't Drop That Thump the Thump by the Fanatics.
That's about ecstasy?
When used in a sentence.
I'm dancing about ecstasy at a wedding?
You better not drop that thump the thump. But if I drop it.
It's just guttural noises.
I can just pick it up. Grab a bad expletive and head to the cut.
I concede. I'm not spelling guttural utterances.
Don't drop that. Don't drop that.
Jenna, you win. Congratulations.
Jenna's the winner.
Ridiculous.
That was submitted by Cuppy Cakes.
Cuppy Cakes is frignorant.
The next word was going to be badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk, I can spell.
Don't drop that thump a thump.
Kelly spelled thump thump.
It's T-H-U-N.
Congratulations, Jenna.
That's right. She would have won anyway.
I'm so happy for you.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Real quick, before we give this money away.
Yeah, yeah.
Just want to remind you to join us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
As we celebrate 20 years of Kelly Raspberry.
20 years of the Raz.
The 20th anniversary of Kelly being on the show.
Nice.
Kelly, is that your longest relationship?
It's my longest place of ever working, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. This is the longest I've been with any woman other than my mama.
So, join us tomorrow. We're going to have fun all show long.
Yep.
It's happening all day.
Lots of surprises. Well, Kelly's probably not going to like a lot of them.
No, she's going to like all of them.
I heard
like
her complaining about something.
Yeah.
Well, the room.
You know what? Sometimes.
Did you hear it? Because I was trying to be really quiet about it.
No.
I wanted as few people as possible to hear my displeasure at one of my surprises for tomorrow.
Well, I heard it, and I was at the deli, so. Yeah, so there's that.
It is time to play the high-low game, y'all. We have $40,000, and we are going to try our asbestos to give away money right now, between $1,000 and $2,500 in cash.
Kelly has an envelope.
Yep.
And she has the amount that we are giving away today.
Mm-hmm.
You guess that dollar amount, it's in $10 increments. You guess it right, you win that amount of money.
If you happen to be lucky enough to be on hold right now, make sure you're listening carefully to the caller's guess before you. Because Kelly's going to tell you if the amount that we're giving away is higher or lower than the amount that they guessed.
Now, how much?
It's up to you.
How much money can I win here, Al?
Between $1,000 and $2,500.
Ooh.
Just yesterday, we gave away over $2,300 to one person.
$2,390 yesterday.
Oh.
Went to Melinda Cantu. Kelly.
Good day.
Rip that envelope open. Oh, look at that. You can even hear it.
That's not sound effects there.
That's real. That's real paper right there.
In honor of Kid.
Yeah. Kid hated paper.
Yeah.
Now that's what he would do.
Yeah, you'd always make sure you know.
Make sure you know we got paper.
Yeah. Got real paper.
All right, I got the dollar amount.
You got the dollar amount? Let's play Hilo.
Hilo.
We're going to kick it off with Robert. What is your guess?
$1,840.
It is lower than $1,840.
Ooh. Sandra, what is your guess?
I'm going to go with $1,750.
It's lower than $1,750.
Lower than that. We're going to go to Carrie next. What is your guess?
$1,510.
It's lower than $1,510.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep on going lower. Corrine, what is your guess?
$1,440.
It's lower than $1,440.
All right. Come on. We got to get that bookend. Beatrice, what is your guess?
$1,350.
It's higher than $1,350.
All right. Okay. Now we know. Now we know. Katie, what is your guess?
1440.
It's lower than 1440.
Okay. Oh, she was not happy about that one. Giselle, what is your guess?
1370.
It's lower than 1370.
Kelly, a little smile going there. Rochelle, what is your guess?
1360.
If you were paying attention, there was only one choice left.
Yep.
There you go.
And what's her name?
Rochelle.
Rochelle, you just won $1,360.
Rochelle. That's my girl, Rochelle.
That's so awesome.
And you paid attention.
It is
girl.
Awesome.
Well, I had $1,360 written. That's what I was going to say. So
that was your guess.
So
then it was meant for you to win it.
It was meant to be. Rochelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom to a 4-year-old, and I have a husband, and I'm originally from Canada, but I live in the States, and
we
I'm
love Canadians.
So excited.
We love Canadians, except for Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I can tell you're Canadian because you're super nice.
I don't like her either.
Yeah, you don't like her either. All right, so we get it honest. All right.
What are you going to do with this money?
My husband and I are celebrating our 11th wedding anniversary next weekend, so maybe do something fun with that.
Go. There you go.
Take a road trip. Get a babysitter.
With my sister.
Oh, share. Sharing is caring.
Yeah, it is.
Sharing is caring.
Congratulations, Rochelle.
I cannot believe I'm talking to you guys. This is so exciting. I'm so excited.
Thank you. We're giving you money.
I'll give you my number. You can call me anytime.
I mean, anything else you want to say to us since you can't believe it?
You guys are great.
Oh, we'll take that. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Have a great day. Enjoy that money.
Just that easy. Do it all like that every single day.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow, same time.
Yeah.
Same place. Remember when they used to say it on TV, same time, same place?
We can bring it
but
back.
But what if I watched
Throwback Thursday?
From my friend's house.
Dude, it's Throwback Thursday. We can do it. We can bring it back.
We can do it.
Yeah. What if you DVR'd it?
Exactly. Not the same time.
Completely different time.
You can't even say that anymore on TV.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
I think marriage is one of those moments that it's a happy thing for them.
Well, I would hope so.
They've been looking forward to it. They've been planning their wedding. They have everything mapped out. For guys,
I was born to be married.
Yeah, girl, that's the girl. Yeah. For guys, we get scared.
Yeah, we don't get married. We surrender.
We get a little bit of
Chris Rock, I believe.
We get the cold feet going.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going to go.
We know it's probably the best thing for us. It's like medicine.
It absolutely
we
is.
We know it's like it's good for us, typically. But it's just hard to swallow sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, guys always make the joke, another soldier has fallen. Mm-hmm. You know, when we see our buddies walking down the aisle.
But girls love it. Girls are like, oh, my goodness, Kelly's getting married. That's so great.
We take jokes on,
exciting time.
We take bets on how long it's going to last.
By the way, Kelly's not getting married.
She's not.
He was just making that as an example.
I mean, there's a lot of Kellys out there.
In fact, I am so not getting married.
Kelly's so single
right
now.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's like, I want to laugh.
So the one thing when you're a dude and you know you're about to get married, you ask for marriage advice like crazy.
Sure,
I remember I asked Al, which was probably not smart. I asked Kelly
learned by our mistakes.
I asked Kid for marriage advice. I even asked Jenna. I was asking everybody for marriage
advice.
You
didn't ask me anything.
I was just trying to make it fit in.
People always ask people that have been married for a long time, what's the secret? But sometimes you can ask divorced people.
Yeah.
Don't do what I did. Because I can tell you a plethora of things not to do.
Yeah, what not to do. I think that's better. But, Tracy, I mean, if you had been in a successful relationship like you had, for the most part, for like 8 years, why do you need advice? Like, why is it like everything has to change?
Because it's still, you're going into
obviously
darkness.
Obviously, been doing something wrong. Darkness.
You don't know what it's going to be like.
It's a piece of paper and a ring. You should just be doing things the same, because that worked.
It plays tricks in dudes' heads sometimes.
You're married.
How would you like some advice if you were a guy on your bachelor party from Bill Murray?
How'd that come about?
I can respect that.
So Bill Murray was having dinner at a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
Does it say which one?
No, it doesn't say
that
which
matters
one.
To me.
Which one do you think he was at?
I don't know.
That's the one he was at. Some guys were having a bachelor.
I bet he was having shrimp and grits.
Oh, I guarantee
you. Best in Charleston.
He probably would.
And so he's having dinner at this restaurant. Some guys are having a bachelor party upstairs.
Yeah.
So what does Bill Murray decide to do?
He crashes the party.
Awesome.
How cool is that?
Parties with the guys and then stands up and gives some love advice.
If you have someone that you think is the one, don't just sort of think in your ordinary mind and think, okay, let's make a date, let's plan this and make a party and get married. Take that person and travel around the world. Buy a plane ticket for the two of you to travel all around the world and go to places that are hard to go to and hard to get out of. And if when you come back to JFK, when you land in JFK and you're still in love with that person, get married at the airport.
Solid advice.
It's true. Traveling with someone can ruin.
It is.
When I was with my long-term ex.
Yes. We have that video up by
KidNation.com, by the way. I think I'm allowed to mention his name again. Anyway, when Freddie and I were together, we would drive to South Carolina from Texas every year. We would be broken up before we crossed the border into Louisiana.
Road trip.
We'd be like,
worse.
I hate you, man. We're done. And then we have to drive the rest of the way across the country, furious, every time before
we
cross the border.
Well, why keep doing it, Kelly?
Traveling with someone just brings out the worst.
It does. I always say girlfriends, and that's the thing that I think most people dating my age, like you really look forward to is a trip with someone because it can either be just so wonderful and romantic and get out of your comfort zone.
Or
you're like, this person is a nightmare to kind of live with. You know, you're sharing a room probably and like bathroom and the, I don't know, flights.
Kelly, to the contrary of your experience with traveling with your ex, I've had great trips with my wife.
Well, then you married her.
That's solid advice from him because we've taken road trips back home to San Diego where we had to drive 20 hours, and it went just fine except for when we got pulled over and the guy thought I kidnapped Kinsey. We've taken trips to Mexico and they went. We never really got into any fights.
It worked out.
Yeah.
The poor man's version is this.
What?
I think if you can, obviously everybody can't afford to travel around the world
and
places that are hard to get into and out of. Take a staycation.
They should do?
What?
They should do like an amazing race for only people who are contemplating getting married.
Uh-huh.
And do all people who are on the, should we get married or not? And it's just like 12 couples or whatever
genius.
It is. And they're all couples who are considering taking the plunge. do the Amazing Race, because you talk about stress.
Yeah.
And
that's traveling to the nth degree.
Call it the Amazing Race to the altar.
Maybe we should come up with something like that. Maybe we just came up with our contest idea.
Somebody grab AmazingRaceToTheAltar.com,
please. And you win a honeymoon or like a paid for wedding or something like that.
Maybe we could do that.
Maybe we could do like a national scavenger hunt, keep it in America so we ain't got time to get passports.
And then
we'll have them like do little tasks across the country. And you know what? If they win, they get a fabulous prize.
I like this idea.
And they
could end up calling off their relationship, which could be the prize itself.
We have TV people, though. We have Dish Nation. Hello. Yeah.
But we want to be like executive producers.
Yeah, we'll work on that. I like that.
And your face rhymes.
It was really my idea, so I want sole credit.
Well, I did names.
But I mean, I can't. He did name it. I named it.
I was here. I showed up.
Kelly, you get 70%. I got 30.
Oh, that's okay. I'll take 70.
I'll take 30. I take that deal.
Whoa. You start doling out 70% around here. You got two other people standing up.
Jenna, I'll give you 15% of my 30.
Slaving over a hot microphone just like y'all are.
So Jenna and I get 15. Kelly's got 70.
I got something.
Thanks for being here.
Kelly, you know what? Kelly will break me off. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah. You buy me one egg bowl from the deli doesn't mean I'm breaking you off my percentage.
You break me off, girl.
So we decided to ask our friends on Facebook for solid marriage advice. You know, and this is what we came up with.
All right.
This one right here. If your wife is angry, good. I want to know, what do I do? First, tell her to calm down.
Okay.
Yeah. Then ask if it's that time of the month.
No.
Works like a charm.
Yeah, right.
That's from Linda Wilkie. That's a joke, she says.
Right.
Do the opposite of that.
This one's from October Brianna Swain. Shout out, I believe. Don't eat all the chocolate. That's all. That's all she said. Just don't eat all the chocolate. And I'll go ahead and say, hashtag on that, don't eat the last piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Just don't eat the last anything.
So who's going to eat it?
Just don't eat the last anything.
Let it sit there.
It's like a symbol.
Right.
No.
It's a symbol that you're not going to be selfish and take the last piece.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, will you just eat it? Because then I'm just going to get fat if you are always making me eat the last piece.
I cut pieces off. For the last quesadilla slice, I'll cut a little piece off to make it look like I didn't take a bite. But eventually, it's gone.
I'm like, I get it. You're selfless.
Right. So, yeah.
Just eat it.
What other marriage advice do we have?
We have one from
what?
The joint username.
Oh.
Kevin and Gloria.
Oh, Kevin.
He's whipped. Don't take it. He's whipped.
Gloria, do Kevin a favor and just take his name off of there. He doesn't want anything
Kevin
to do with
and
it.
Gloria, blah, blah. Feed me a good meal and I'll let you win every argument.
That might be from Kevin.
That's from Kevin.
That's from Kevin.
Well, you didn't win the argument to get your own Facebook account, did you, Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just take such issue with that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like
you're
it.
You're not into this, the joint
no.
Facebook account?
No.
And I'm
no.
out with couples telling each other every day on their walls how much they love each other. Why don't you pick up the phone and call and tell each other? Don't be putting on Facebook walls. Show it off.
That's marriage advice.
Show it off.
From Kelly Raspberry.
The one's filing for divorce next month. Now,
this one sounds like it's from a guy, but it says from a girl, Ashley Andrew. She says, a fun way to end an argument is to remove an article of clothing for each potty word said. You'll find yourself getting over that argument very quickly.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny because you want to just hurry up and you start cussing each other while you're stripping off clothes. Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Yeah,
It would make you laugh.
Right.
But when I'm that mad, that's like the last thing I want to do with
you. But that's the whole thing. I mean,
that's makes you laugh. It lightens the mood.
Exactly.
There's another one. Don't take pictures of you grabbing another woman's boobs.
Who's that? Is that from my ex?
Yeah.
No.
It's from Al's ex-girlfriend. Also, Dan Kozar wrote, if she doesn't make good chicken parm, not worth it.
You know,
Walk away.
I would say this. I think the king-size bed, and I have a king-size bed. I love my king-size bed. But I think if you have a smaller bed, like a queen or maybe even a full, I mean, I know.
I know this theory.
But it seems like it would bring you closer together. You're not sleeping separately. Because in a king, you can sleep separately. That's like another zip code way over there.
I like that, though.
You know,
you can always meet in the middle at some point.
Yeah. If you got that little bit smaller bed, you're going to be touching. It's hard to be mad at somebody when you got to touch them and rub all on them and stuff.
And when you have a twin-size bed, you know how much room?
Not a twin.
You know how much room for activities you have in the room?
The college twin.
For activities in the room.
So much room for activities if you get the twin-size bed. Save so much spot.
Get bunk beds. How about that?
We have a call from Ace.
All right, Ace.
Ace knows how to handle an angry wife.
See, now I'm already suspicious of a man named Ace.
Ace, how do you handle your angry wife?
just leave a cape laying around the house, and when they get mad at you, you put the cape on their shoulders and tell them they're super angry.
I like that, Ace. Are you a married man, Ace?
Not right now.
Yeah.
How'd that whole little cape prank work?
You get the cape in the divorce?
No, it goes pretty well. They're usually not angry anymore after that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Because
they're gone.
You're super angry.
You're super angry. I like that.
Oh, no.
So many capes at home. That's going to work.
I'm going to use it.
And now everybody go on Twitter and tell us where he stole that line, because you can't let Ace have his moment.
That's Ace's line. I don't care.
I'm going to give credit to Ace.
I don't care what
song that was in. I don't care what music video that was in. That's
great,
always going to be Ace's line to me.
That's great, Ace.
Ace is super Ace. What a stud.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No, a lot of people try to go viral. I mean, that's the goal nowadays. Is how can I possibly go viral?
Yep.
Can you Google how to go viral?
Yeah, you can Google it, and there's people.
What does it tell you to do?
Kiss Big Al.
Yeah, there's no actual science.
Tag Justin Bieber and hope for the best.
You can try whatever you can tag. It's just pure luck. But there are people that probably don't want to go viral, like this man from Denver. His name is Danielson.
Danielson.
Is it really?
Yeah, his name is Danielson.
Danielson.
He's from Denver, and he was caught on camera trying to ditch his dog at a local shelter.
Okay.
So sometimes people have really great reasons to surrender a pet.
And that's normal. I mean,
and that's
sometimes
the best place, I guess, if you're going to do that.
Exactly.
And hopefully find a new home.
Right.
So far he was taking the right steps because, sometimes you adopt a dog or a cat or a gerbil, whatever, and it doesn't work out. But there's lots of ways to deal with that.
Oh, that gerbil.
The gerbil never went wrong.
Save the gerbils.
Very wrong.
#SaveTheGerbil.
Gerbil rescue.
Poor gerbils. #Hashtag pray for the gerbils, please.
It's a very small animal rescue.
The gerbil community runs deep out.
A big wheel in it.
There are rescue groups. There's shelters. There's people on the internet sites like Craigslist that would adopt your pet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you should absolutely never do what Mr. Danielson did.
Danielson!
What'd he do?
He went to the local shelter to give his German Shepherd up for adoption.
Okay.
Same one that he got him at, actually.
Yeah. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Yep. And then things took a turn. Because when Daniel was asked to fill out the paperwork in order to leave the dog behind, you know, he ain't got time for that. He decided to bolt from the lobby.
He just left. Got in his car.
And this is how you know that dogs love you unconditionally. Because this guy's trying to ditch the dog at the shelter. He's walking out, bolting out of there.
Yeah.
So what's the dog do?
What?
Chases after his owner.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
He goes, if Danielson goes.
Danielson.
I go with him.
Wow.
And so the dog bolted out with him. Daniel ran to his car, got into his white car.
You know how hard it probably was for that man. I would assume.
With dog in tow following him, got into the car and took off driving. And the picture that was captured was a picture of Daniel driving away as the dog chased the car down.
It is the most heartbreaking
picture you have ever seen
that's
in your life.
Awful.
It is awful.
So you're not necessarily a good person if you drive a Prius.
Yeah. There were witnesses also seeing this take place.
Mm-hmm.
And they reported seeing Son hit the dog with the car.
He hit the dog?
Didn't kill him.
Didn't hit him hard. I don't even think he injured him, but he did hit him.
Not on purpose, like the dog was chasing him.
No, I think he was just trying to get around him or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So he jumped out of his car at one point, hit the dog before picking him back up, eventually taking him back to the shelter for a second time before again leaving without filling out the paperwork.
He's got a problem with paperwork.
With the dog.
Yeah.
So a news network found this guy. Because there's a picture with his license plate, and they were able to track him down.
Okay.
And here, in no particular order, are the stupidest things he said to try to explain what he did.
Okay.
Number one, he said, I actually dropped him off, and he followed me because we have a bit of a bond.
Oh, man.
The second one is accompanied with some audio. This person is the worst person in the world.
Well,
I don't say the worst.
Here's Daniel.
There's people that do really bad things, JC.
Yeah. He's explaining what happened.
Well, I didn't ditch him. I actually dropped my dog off at the shelter where I did pick him up at, just to see if he preferred. I actually gave my dog a choice if he wanted to be with me or possibly find a owner he might feel better with.
I repeat, he said,
what?
I actually gave my dog a choice if he wanted to be with me or possibly find an owner he might feel better with.
Well, so, what did your dog say, sir?
You need to see this guy.
He's trying to come up as a nice guy in this one. That was followed up with, you know, I'm just going to play you the clip.
Play it.
I didn't accidentally hit it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
In Los Angeles, we were...
What's going on? I messed up my clips. Where is the dog now is what people want to know.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, we were at a park and I gave him the freedom.
So he jumped out of the car window?
Yes, when I was a guest. He's a stray. Some dogs just stray and they're on to the next owner.
Wait, does that look like a stray?
Okay. That's just cold of you. That's really evil.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's showing him the picture.
I thought he got the dog from the shelter. So, I mean, it could be a stray still, I guess, but... He went and picked the dog out, and now he decided that he wanted to give the dog a choice, whether to be free or to be
telling two different stories.
Yeah.
He is confused.
You know what the problem is? He got a German Shepherd, and Daniel's son clearly has a drug problem, and that German Shepherd was getting in the way.
The dog jumped out of the window, and he doesn't know where the dog is now.
Okay, well.
Oh, wait, I thought he took the dog back. JC, this is very confusing. He took the dog back into the shelter
and
left again.
He did, right?
Yeah, he took him after he hit him, but I guess he didn't feel like filling out the paperwork.
So they wouldn't let him leave?
So that you can't leave the dog there.
How'd the dog end up from Denver to LA?
Why wouldn't they take the dog? Because obviously this dog is not meant to be with this horrible person.
He took him back to the shelter, didn't want to fill out the paperwork, knew that the dog would follow him again, so he took him to LA and let him out at a gas station. This is exactly what he said right here.
In Los Angeles, we were at a park, and I gave him the freedom.
I gave him freedom.
Dan, what about hitting the dog?
I didn't accidentally hit him. He jumped in front of my car, but I felt he was triggered to do so, as if, like, he was a mechanism of the surrounding people.
What? He's crazy.
Maybe the dog is better off.
That excuse, too. I remember leaving my dog at a vet, and they were like, well, your dog got out, and he hit a car. I go... My dog hit a car. My dog hit a car. Yeah, your dog hit the car's tires. I'm like, you're kidding me that's the way you're going to word this.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Daniel-san. He was cited for animal cruelty on Wednesday.
We're good.
Good.
He should be.
Yes. And I believe
that. Nobody knows where the dog is now.
Nope, the dog
should also
somewhere.
Be cited for that sweater.
You know what? Hopefully a family found the dog and he's having a good time.
I'm scared of the dog. Well, let me tell you about this. This guy, he's a dad. He's an ex-military veteran.
Okay.
He served his country in Iraq.
So he's a tough dad.
Tough dad. He's like 35 years old or so. So he comes home from Iraq. He's got a wife. He's got a kid. And he's just trying to raise his family, right? So his son won't do his schoolwork. He won't stop playing video games. So dad said, you know what? I'll fix this. He's not going to lay a hand on him. Didn't do that.
Okay.
He took his son in the car 3 miles away from the house and said, you know what? You walk back home. And not only do you walk back home, I want you to carry this 23-pound rock back home.
23 pounds?
Yeah. This kid is 16 years old, all right?
Okay.
He's 16 years old. Here, let's play the audio.
Okay.
A father is now accused of cruelty to his teenage son by sending him on a forced march that began here at Kings Highway and Highway 5.
He is approximately 4'2" tall and about 145 pounds.
According to Douglasville police, 40-year-old Charlie Mays also made his small 16-year-old son carry one of these, a large landscaping paving stone the entire time, a stone that weighed nearly 23 pounds. And he even made him carry it 3 miles to their home several times over the weekend day and night.
In between that time, he was at home having to move rocks and stuff from one side of the backyard to the other, and then being taken right back out to the same location, dropped off, and made to walk back again.
A military veteran with no criminal record, Mays told police he was using military-style discipline to punish his son for watching too many videos and not doing his schoolwork.
No problem. He did not feel that this was inappropriate at all, and neither did his wife.
You see, they got the parents, the wife is on board with this.
Back and in the day, you could do that.
Most people on that have commented on this news story are on board with the parent.
Yeah.
Like, this is not cruel and unusual punishment.
It's physical labor.
So what happened was the pizza delivery guy saw this kid at, you know, whatever time it was late. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. This kid must be like a really, really bad kid. I'm guessing. But for the parent to go to these.
Are really severe and crazy.
For them to go to this extreme, I mean, he's just trying to get some respect. Like,
I've heard worse.
I'm thinking.
Way worse.
The mom's probably, you know, maybe coddling him because dad's not at home.
Uh-huh.
Dad comes home and trying to get his kid to man
up.
I've
seen military movies where they do that. They're like, move this pile of rocks over there.
Yeah.
And after it's all done, okay, move him back.
Move it back.
That's it.
I mean, he's
It's not like he was in the car chasing him and saying, you need to be home at this time with this rock. He could take breaks.
He's trying to get the kid to clean his room, do some chores around the house, do your schoolwork, and stop watching video games. He was in a rock. I want you to carry a rock. Just carry a rock for 3 miles.
So what's the ultimate now?
He was in jail.
They arrested the dad.
They arrested him for child cruelty.
I mean, it's also prison punishment. I mean, you've seen movies where they have to do that in prison.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, this is...
Well, if you keep acting the way you're acting, you might end up in prison.
Right.
And more kids may be carrying rocks.
Right.
What's that?
It's about respect, though.
Just respect your parents.
It's about respect.
Get up and do whatever your mama or daddy tells you to do when he says do it. You know,
that's the hardest thing.
That's the scariest thing when they get old enough to say no and they're big enough to, you know, you can't spank them. You can't give them a little swat in the butt because they're 16. What are you going to do?
Got out of jail on $3,500 bond on Memorial Day.
He's going to get so much support.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get off on that.
Oh, yeah, he should. He better. I wish I knew that pizza delivery, man.
Is there not a better way? I mean, I know I don't have a
child. Okay, he could have beat him with a belt.
No,
he made him do physical labor.
Way.
No, he made him do physical labor. You're going to be a little brat?
I'm your daddy. This is your punishment. I got no problem with that.
Work it off.
Sit in a room and read? That's not really teaching anything.
Yeah, I've heard of dads that...
Shouldn't it be schoolwork related?
He wasn't doing his schoolwork.
You can't get him to do schoolwork.
Normally the punishment should be related to...
Well, he can't get him to do that. That's what he said. If you're not going to do that, then you're going to do this.
I have a feeling this wasn't first option. I have a feeling this wasn't like, you've been a good kid all your life. You screwed up once. Go haul these rocks.
Right.
This has been a build-up.
It's been boiling.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's parents whose kids went on to be great athletes who used to do this.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Rice, who's one of the best players
Jerry
of all time.
Jerry Raspberry.
Rice. His dad used to make him catch bricks.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice's dad would have gone to prison for that, apparently. You don't throw bricks at your son.
Well, a lot of times nowadays, I'm sounding old again. When I was being raised and my dad said do something, it wasn't a debate. It wasn't like on my schedule.
That's
I didn't look at my watch and say, okay, I'm gonna go get that remote for you in about 15, 20 minutes after I get through my
Slurpee. There were kids who did that, though.
But if I dared debate?
Oh, what debate?
I had a healthy fear. I had a healthy fear of my parents.
I did too.
But 2 a.m. carrying rocks on an interstate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it an interstate?
No, it wasn't an interstate.
It was a
busy
3 miles from the house.
Better than 2 a.m. playing them video games.
I got no problem with that, Mr. Man, whatever your name is.
Mr. Man.
Mr. Man. You got my
Mr. Man.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm crazy.
You think that's too much, Jenna?
I think there's way worse what you guys are saying. Yes, there's way worse like corporal punishment that's unnecessary. But I think that that's crossing the line as well. I mean, days and days and going home and doing more labor and
maybe
dropping him off 3 miles from home.
Maybe his attitude didn't change.
Right.
And obviously the punishment's not working. Then the punishment's not working.
You get broken down. That's military. They break you down.
He's
breaking his kid down.
And he's trying to. He's trying to break him down before... They break him down out here on the road, in the street, in the world.
Is your main thing the time that he did it at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, there's just, I mean, if one punishment doesn't work, you got to try something different.
Well, yeah, I guess he should have done it when it was convenient.
And doing obviously hours and hours.
When it's 2 a.m.
Enough to get arrested.
When it's convenient for the kid.
Yeah, 2 a.m. is pretty dangerous. Because can you imagine 2 a.m.?
You think he's going to be good at school at 8 a.m. when he's up till 2 a.m. carrying rocks
apparently
in the dark,
not good in school now.
When cars are driving by.
We'll agree to disagree.
I mean, 2 a.m. is
You're right,
late.
Yeah.
Three, four, if whatever time it takes.
If he was smart, he could have found some people on the streets.
Wasn't that late? The pizza delivery man is still out.
You got some rocks.
Yeah, next time you drop him off 3 miles from home, he's going to carry home some crack rocks.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.